Blog Talk Radio.
Steps.
in your word. God bless. It was a blessing. That's the topic all week. Order my steps and in your word, Lord Jesus. We thank you so much for tuning in today. Welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, for today. A time of reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. You have to read that out of the King James Version, and that's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns. And that's a testimony that if you have any testimony the Lord has done for you, get up early. That's 5 a.m. California time. And you know you can check and see the other times there, but I think it's 8 her time. Okay, then, an early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time, and everybody is blessed to come on because it's a corporate prayer. We want to cry out to the Lord so everybody can come on as they're led, and it's about 30 minutes or so as the Lord leads. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334, and it's for all of the segments. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and on Twitter at New Destiny 54. Listen online also at www.newdestinyministries.com to hear our archived messages. We appreciate and are thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that really share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, our founder, and me, Sister Ruby, that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. Don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you. And we thank you so much, and we ask each and every one of y'all to pray God's will, that his will be done on this broadcast. And with that, I see Evangelist Bernard is up. Evangelist Bernard?
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will certainly rejoice and be glad therein. I apologize for the lateness. Amen. But I thank God for Sister Ruby Larry, always prompt and always on time. Faithful woman of God. We thank God for her today. Amen. We greet you in the matchless, awesome name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We're just excited about what God is doing. We're excited even about this destiny focus this week. Order my steps. Amen. You know, every day since Monday, this ordering my steps have been in my spirit as we open up with the song by GMWA, the Gospel Women of Praise, order my steps in your word, Lord God. Amen. I just thank God for what he's doing. You know, when you really just think about how great and how awesome God is, amen, and when you think about every step that you've taken, some steps have been misdirected. Amen. But I tell you, when you allow God to order your steps, glory to God, amen, you will see some positive results. Amen. I thank God for him ordering our steps. I thank God for each and every one of our listeners today. We certainly appreciate your tuning in. We appreciate your support. We appreciate all those that have contributed and supported this Father-Daughter Talk Conference. You know, when you begin to rejoice with others, amen, then you can expect, amen, when God opens up doors for you, that those same people will rejoice with you. You got to get happy about what God is doing for someone else, what God is ordering in their lives. Amen. We can't be selfish with this gospel. Amen. We can't be selfish with the blessings of the Lord. Amen. Rejoice with your sister and your brother in Christ Jesus. You know, the Bible said the steps of a good man, a good woman, they are ordered by the Lord. Amen. And when you see God begin to order people's steps and you begin to see the blessings of the Lord just come in like a floodgate, you need to be happy. You need to be rejoicing, because one day, guess what? Your day is coming. Amen. So we thank God for what he's doing in our lives. Amen. We thank God for the women and men of God that is preaching and teaching this gospel. And we have a capable man of God with us today. We have come to love and embrace. Amen. He's a man that loved the Lord. He's a man that is very passionate about what he does. He has a compassion for God's people. He has a compassion for the word of God. So we're excited about him coming and ministering for us today and on tomorrow. Say tomorrow, we have Prophet Michael Davis. He's been on hiatus for about 3 months, but he'll be back with us. He'll be here on tomorrow. I see another wonderful woman of God that I had the privilege of meeting, amen, in Hattiesburg, Mississippi in the month of May. Amen. That was the first month I was here in the city of New Orleans. And I tell you, God have just blessed me to meet so many wonderful, loving people. My home girl, amen, amen. And that's none other than Pastor Gloria Smith. And she'll be ministering for us next week, amen. If you all haven't heard this woman of God, I tell you, you better tune in on next week. We'll let you know what day she'll be with us. But I'm going to open up her line and let her just praise the Lord with the saints. And if she's able to just open up the broadcast with the word of prayer for us on today. Pastor Gloria Smith, so good to see you on the line, and her ministry, Sons and Daughters of the Promise. Amen. And she's in one church in two locations. Amen. So God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, woman of God. I am excited about what God getting ready to release across this airwaves. Oh, amen. And I'm blessed and honored, amen, just to be on to listen and get fed in the spirit. Glory. I just thank God. Good evening to you. Good evening to the radio land and to the staff, the wonderful woman of God that was in place, in position, amen, to do what God needed her to do. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Let us pray. I thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, let us look to the heart. Let us look to heaven. God, we bless you. We honor you, God. I give you praise. I give you glory, Lord. God, I thank you for this opportunity. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that your blood cover the airways. My God, consecrated now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have free reign tonight. In the name of Jesus. You move, God. Move amongst us this evening. In the name of Jesus. God, I give you glory. I give you honor, Lord God. We bind up interference. We bind up distraction. We bind hindrance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we loosen now liberty in the name of Jesus Christ. God, I bless you for this woman of God, the angel, Lord God. Oh, my God, that you put in place, Lord God. Oh, my God, of this ministry, I pray blessings over her life, God, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, God, that divine will to be done, Lord, that it will go forth unhindered and unchecked in the name of Jesus. I glorify you, God. I bless you, Lord, for her co-host. I decree blessings over her life in the name of Jesus. My God, breathe upon your people tonight. I bless you for the man of God that's, oh, my God, that's going to come for Father, and declare a word from the Lord and minister unto the people, Lord. I pray blessings over him. I pray strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Fresh anointing. Oh, my God. I know the Mabocha to minister and teach the word of God in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. I know the Mabocha, Lord. Those that are listening, Lord, I pray your blessings over their life today. I know the Mabocha. You know, God. You know their needs. You know where they are. Minister, meet them at their pointed knee, Lord. In the name of Jesus. God, honor our footsteps. Oh, my God, honor our footsteps. Call us out of emotion day to go where you lead us, Lord. Out of emotion. In the name of Jesus. God, I bless your name. Out of emotion. God, I give you praise. I give you glory this evening. Lord, you're so worthy. God, you're so worthy. We bow before you, Lord. We say yes, God. We say yes to your will tonight. My God, I'm not emotional. Oh, God, I'm not
present to some and introduce to others our beautiful, wonderful, anointed speaker today, and that's none other than Minister Liberal Democrat all the way from Los Angeles, California. Hallelujah. I just want to say to him to let the Lord have his way. Amen. God bless you, man of God. You know,
hallelujah. Amen. 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 Can y'all hear me? Hallelujah.
Thank God for the woman of God. Hallelujah. That opened up with that powerful prayer. Pastor Gloria Smith, stay tuned. Stay tuned. You know,
thank God. Go ahead. Amen. I just want to do a check. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
yes,
you.
Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. That was a powerful covering right there. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. We thank you, praise God, amen, for the message, for the lesson, amen, on today. Amen to God, amen. Amen for the evangelist, amen to God. I thank you, praise God, amen, for this line. Amen, 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 you know, amen, for our message today. It all corresponds. It's like, amen to God, it comes full circle. Amen, amen, amen. I remember when I first called into this line, amen, amen, I was going through some things and whatnot, and then, amen, it's beautiful how God gives the woman of God these messages, amen, to for us and whatnot, and lessons for us, amen. That lets me know she has been on the wall, amen. When you're on the wall, you see stuff that other people cannot see. Hallelujah, amen. God, you feel in your spirit, amen, things that other people cannot feel. Amen, amen, amen. So I thank God for, amen, her just being obedient and being before the Lord. Amen. Our message today, amen, amen, our lesson today is being led by God and not by our emotions. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. And you'll see what I was talking about when I came into this thing. And I want somebody just to receive that. Amen. Being led by God and not by our emotions. Amen. And our subtext, order my steps. Hallelujah. Because we have been in situations, amen to God, where in things have been ordering our steps and not God. Mm. We have been reactionary, amen, to things like David was. Amen. When we begin to get into this Psalms, he said, well, why would David pray like that? Why would David be saying, God, amen to God, just help me right now because I need you to order my steps? Mm. Why would David begin to pray like that? The same reason Paul asked a question. Who? Not just one word, but it's a powerful word. Many of us remember in the book of Romans, chapter number 8, he asks a question. And again, our message today is being led by God and not by our emotions. Mm. And see, every now and then, somebody going to try, like I said before, and get in your car and drive. Not their car, but they always asking to borrow the keys. I'm talking to somebody. Amen. How many of you got cars on here, and you always got other people wanting to drive your car? Hallelujah. Ooh. Amen. God want to take it places where you ordinarily would not take your car. But amen to God, our lesson today is being led by God and not by our emotions. My soul loves Jesus. Hallelujah.
All right now.
My soul. Hallelujah. Loves Jesus. Come on, come on, somebody. My soul loves Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Hallelujah. My soul. Hallelujah. Love Jesus. Hallelujah. My soul. Thank you, sir. Love Jesus. Hallelujah. My soul. Love Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless his name. Hallelujah. My soul love Jesus. Amen, amen. All right, amen, amen, amen. I just wanted to sing that. I felt that in my spirit. Amen. I remember when I first came on the line, and amen to God, amen, we were talking, hallelujah, about the Lord, amen to God, and we were dealing with things. And again, our message today is being led by God and not emotions. And amen to God, I look back at that, and I was coming out of something. But then the Lord began to say, amen to God, amen to God, I want you to be led by me and not by your emotions. Now, I want to give us a tool for those of us that's on this phone line, just in case you get cut off or amen, something happens and the weather does whatever, but we want to leave you with a tool. And I want to leave you with something that the Bible says. Amen. And we can go into Matthew 5:45. Amen. And those of you that's listening, amen to God, on the computers, BibleGateway.com. Matthew 5:45 says, and I'm in the King James, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun, I want you to get this, to rise on the evil and on the good. And he sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust.
Come on now.
Now, I remember when I first called into this line, I was trying to remind everybody to get you a bad day survival kit, because that's what God had gave me. That's what I needed to get me through what I had just came out of. So I believe, amen to God, that God give you messages. Amen. The harvester is the first partaker of the fruit. Amen to God. Oh. You done sowed them seeds, and you done been through something. So God gave you the message, and then he gives it to you to give to the people. And I was going to tell somebody, amen to God, amen to God, but guess what? I said, bad days are coming. And it wasn't a good message, amen to God, but a happy shouting message, but it's a real message. The reality is that you are going to have some bad days. Mm. Don't care how much you pray. Don't care how much you go to church, how much you read, how much shouting you do. Amen. And it's going to seem like every now and then around you that the evildoer is being blessed and you are being cursed.
My God.
And David went through some stuff like this. And I was just reading that, and it was taking me through that because I was going through some stuff. And I said, Lord, why am I having all these bad days? I said, amen to God, that I've been praying. Amen to God, I've been reading your word. I've been doing what you said, amen to God. And amen, I've been sowing into ministry, and I've been doing this, and I've been, but Lord, why am I having bad days? And God said, give this to the people. Amen. We said, order my steps. Now, I want you to picture what a step is. What's happening in the movement of a step. When a step is happening, that means a foot is lifting up off the ground and moving forward. And when it's lifting up, amen to God, eventually it comes down. So God said, give the people that tool today. That when you are walking, no matter how long you've been saved, no matter how long you ain't been in the church, you're going to have some good days, and you are going to have some bad days. But we're praying that God will order your steps. Now, how can God order my steps? Every time you take a step when you walk, I want you to, when your foot reaches up off the ground, and this is how you encourage yourself. I'm going to have some good days, and when your foot touches the ground, I'm going to have some bad days. And that's just going according to what Matthew 5:45 says. Has nothing to do with you and your praying. Nothing to do with you and your reading. Nothing to do. A lot of stuff, amen to God. See, this is how you make yourself small. Amen to God. Amen. When you see travesty and controversy happening around you, a lot of times because of Matthew 5:45, you can just say, well, that don't have nothing to do with me. It's just what God said. It's going to, the sun is going
going to shine on the just and the unjust, and it's going to rain on the just and unjust. So every now and then, everything ain't got to be so deep. Amen to God. When travesty is happening in your home, and travesty is happening in your job, and travesty is happening all around you, I want you to begin to say on this phone line, amen to God, right now, that ain't got nothing to do with me. Come on, somebody. Amen to God. I want you to say it out loud. That ain't got nothing to do with me. Amen. You just need to understand that certain times things is going to happen. This is how God gave it to me. Amen to God. When I was in that with woe with me, Matthew 5:45 said, I want you to understand that it ain't got nothing to do with you when the sun comes out. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. I'm shining on the people that go to church, and I'm shining on the ones that don't go to church. So, amen to God, don't be estranged when they're driving around in their new cars, and they seem like they're shining, and they ain't going to church, and they're shining, amen to God, and they ain't praying and whatnot. I want you to say that ain't got nothing to do with me. Come on, somebody needs to say that out loud. Amen, because your blessing is your blessing, and it's not connected to that stuff that you see. It's not connected to that person being blessed. It's not connected to that person over there, amen, getting more than you got. That ain't got nothing to do with you. Matthew 5:45 said, amen to God, the sun is going to shine. Hallelujah, amen to God. I don't care what you got going on in your life. He said, this is a truism. So today's message, I'm being led by God and not by my emotions. Somebody need to say again, that ain't got nothing to do with me. Amen, 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 amen. You're looking around that stuff that's happening in your house and on your street and whatnot. And you say, Lord, did I do something? Why is it taking so long? Lord, did I say something? Lord, did I do? That ain't got nothing to do with you. And I want to just give you that message and that tool today. So when you're walking down your street, I want you to begin to say out loud and whatnot, because you've been praying for God to move, and you've been praying for God to do something, and it seemed like it's taking longer, and you say, well, Lord, I've been praying, Lord, I've been fasting, and it ain't happened yet. See, God does things in seasons, and when it's time for God to move, God is going to move. So don't be led by your emotions, but amen, by God. Order my steps. Order my steps. So, amen. So somebody just got that in their spirit right now. It ain't got nothing to do with me. Even if you need to walk around in your house, if you need to shake your head side to side in the chair you're sitting in right now, if you need to, amen, be in your car, raise your hand, that ain't got nothing to do with me. So, amen to God. So if you've been praying and doing what you were supposed to do, keep doing. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for we shall reap a harvest of blessing if we faint not. Keep doing what you're doing, because that over there ain't got nothing to do with you. So if it don't got nothing to do with you, amen to God, why am I worried about it? Amen, because sometimes the flesh will begin to worry. When the flesh, amen, try to get in charge of this thing and say, why do they got that? I said, wait a minute now, you're not supposed to be looking at them. The Bible says, amen, again, keep your focus on him, right? Amen. He says, look to him and whatnot. Keep your eyes on him. He said, I will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. So what you looking at them for, that ain't got nothing to do. Look, they got a new car. That ain't got nothing to do with you. Look, they got a new job. That ain't got nothing to do with you. The Bible says, it rains on the just and the unjust. So like I said, when I began to call into this line, God was taking me through that there needs to be a bad day survival kit. So this is what I was doing for myself. I said, Lord, for the bad days that's going to come, it ain't got nothing to do with me. But amen to God, they're going to come because you said they're going to come. They're going to come because, God, you cannot lie. They're going to come because they're going to build my character. They're going to come, amen to God, just because, amen to God, that's in my destiny. So if a bad day, come on, somebody, just imagine when you're walking. If your foot only can stay up in the air, you will stay in that one place all your life. But the foot has to come down. It has to touch the bottom of the ground. It has to hit the foundation. So every now and then God is going to lift you up, but then you got to come back down, amen to God, because what's happening is, amen to God, I'm going to have some good days. And I'm going to have some bad days. So, amen to God. So when you are walking today, I want you to preach yourself happy today. Amen to God. Hallelujah. When your foot is lifted up, the body, order my steps. In other words, Lord, lift me up. Hallelujah. And let me stand by faith on heaven's table and a higher plane. Plant my feet on higher ground. God, I need to move now. Amen. In other words, amen to God, if you're going to order my steps, God, if you are going to order my steps, hallelujah, that means, amen, I ain't got nothing to do with it. Amen. That means, amen to God, when you do it, I should just say, yes, Lord. And I should keep moving. Now, let's go back to 1 Samuel, verse 30. Because I always go back to here when I'm talking about things like this. Being led by God and not by our emotions. Order my steps. Right. Now, when you want God to order your steps, now we're gonna see something here that we said, I don't want my emotions to rule me, but sometimes this is what happens. Every now and then, this is what happens. The book of 1 Samuel in chapter 30. Now, I want us to give us a background to this. Keep in mind that David was 16 years old, and a prophet came to his house. Minding his business. He wasn't even thinking about being nobody. He was just taking care of the sheep, amen, in his daddy's house. And a prophet came to his house when he was 16 and told him that you are going to be the king of Israel. Then he walked away. He anointed him, and he walked away. He anointed him, and he walked. He anointed him, and he walked away. So just because he walked away, the presence was still on him. Amen, amen, amen. Because I anointed you to do something. So amen. I don't want you to be led by your emotions, but say, oh God, order my steps. So David was 16 years old and ordained and anointed king of Israel. They already had a king. So amen, this is that crazy faith that people talk about. They already had that. God said you're going to have it. He said you're going to be over that company. They already got a CEO of that company. God said that's going to be this person. That's going to be that person. They already got that person and whatnot. Amen. God said, that's going to be your husband. That's going to be your wife. They're already going with somebody. Don't worry about it. That ain't got what? Nothing to do with you. When God do a thing, I don't care what the situation is. If you pray for God to order your steps, I don't care what you see with your natural eyes. That ain't got nothing to do with you. Somebody said, God's going to work it out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So David, 16 years old, amen, and all of a sudden, God said, you're going to be king. And then all of a sudden, he see his brothers out there fighting, and he was just carrying water. That's all he do. I'm carrying water. The soldiers are getting thirsty. Let me carry water. I'm going to tell you something about an armor bearer. Amen. You bring your things. You helping the people that's fighting on the field. Amen. When you're an armor bearer, you might not got position, but God is building your character. Amen. God, you might not got position, but you forget about what you're holding in your hands. And amen to God. So you say, well, let me bring the water to them so they can fight. Amen to God. Now think about the power in that water. Amen. But you carrying it, but you not drinking it. But you're carrying it, but you not drinking. Let me bring the water to. Oh, come on, somebody. I got some intercessors on this phone. Hallelujah. That's holding up the people of God. Amen to God. Amen to God. Let me, amen, bring them, amen, some arrows. Let me bring them some spears. Let me bring them. I'm not fighting myself, but amen, I'm going to bring it to them so they can fight. Oh, bless his name. Come on, somebody. Amen, amen, amen. Lord, order my steps. So David was 16, and you think about his life. He said, Lord, I was just carrying water. I was just an armor bearer. Hallelujah. I was just bringing water to them so they could fight. I would bring. But then after a while, amen to God, they needed somebody to fight, and everybody was scared. And God gave him the strength as a young man to kill a giant as a young man. I want you to see something for a second, because we're talking about being led by God and not your emotions. So now David is saying, well, amen, looks like things are going in my favor. When I was 16, somebody came up to me and said, I'm going to be a king. And then next thing you know, I'm killing giants. But then in the same breath, now from 16 years old, now he's 29. Watch where he's living at now. 29 years old. Amen, amen. When I was 16, I was anointed king. Amen, I killed the giant and the king. I was living in the king's house. And now that I'm 29, the king hates me. The king is jealous of me and trying to kill me. Order my steps. So David went through a lot of stuff. Amen. The guy, he said, Lord, they said I was going to be king, but instead I'm hiding in the cave. They said I was going to be king, and yet I'm fighting, but I'm fighting from a cave and not where I used to be. Now, so here we go. Now the Bible says in chapter 30, and we're going to start verse 1. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captives that were there, and they slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. Now, some of y'all that like poetry, you remember the poem, amen, the guy for Colored Girls. Somebody came and took all my, amen, amen. They done got my stuff. They done took my joy. They done took my happiness. Somebody came and took my stuff. So, verse 3, so David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. And then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. Now, these were 600 men crying. They had killed several men in battle before. They had defeated a lot of stuff. But now, when they come home and they were attacking and hit their house, these grown men who were strong like the 300 movie, they find themselves weeping. And the Bible says that these strong men, the Bible says they wept. Amen. Hallelujah. They lifted up their voice and wept. They had no more power to weep. So imagine that cry night. Imagine, amen to God, something happening to you. It hit you so hard, you begin to cry and stuff like that. Lord, I wasn't expecting this. And it hit you hard. Now, the Bible says that, amen to God, as they were going on, that would have been a perfect time to be in self-pity. Amen, because something happened to you, amen to God. Because you was out there fighting, your women got kidnapped. Because you was out there fighting, your children got kidnapped. Because you was out there, amen, doing God's business, you come back to home, your children has run amok in the house, they're in the streets and whatnot, they're getting pregnant and whatnot, and you said, Lord, I was doing your business, but when I come home, my house is out of order. We're talking today about being led by God and not children. David came back and they all begin to cry. And you know one thing that happens after you cry, because you don't just keep crying. Amen. After you finish crying, you get into the blame game. Whose fault is it? And the Bible says they begin to look at David. And they said, David, if we had not followed you and stayed back and protected our families and protected our children, amen, the God, that we would not have this suffered this home invasion or got kidnapped. Amen. But David did not let his emotions control him. He stood around surrounded by men who wanted to kill him. Amen. How many people blame you for something? Amen, amen, amen. They look at the family and said, the family is broken up because of something that you did. Amen, amen, amen to God. Amen. This person will never walk again because of something you did. Amen. Sometimes people will hold guilt over you and control you. But amen to God, today we are talking about to let go of that guilt. Amen to God. Because amen to God, amen, that has nothing to do with you and what you're about to do. Amen to God. God wants you at this moment to let go of your guilt, something you have done, something you have said had done a terrible thing, amen to God. It had broken up families, amen to God. Hallelujah. It had broken up your family. It had broken up congregations, amen to God. Amen. It had broken up relationships, amen to God. Amen. It had destroyed somebody. But God is talking about that guilt today. These men were standing around and said, David, if you not brought us out there, we would have still had our stuff. But then David said, amen to God. Hallelujah, amen to God. They're looking at me, and they're looking at me, and the Bible said they got emotional about it. Now imagine, a lot of us, you ain't never seen men cry before. Some of you ain't never seen men cry in their life, amen, that's connected to you. You never saw your daddy cry. You never saw none of your uncles, your grand. You never saw them cry. So imagine these powerful figures being led by their emotions and crying, and when you get into crying, you get the blame game. You say it's your fault. How many times, amen to God, when something tragic happens, amen to God, instead of saying amen to God like Matthew 5:45, it's going to rain on the just and the unjust. That's Bible. Amen. The sun is going to shine on the just and the unjust. That's Bible. But instead of quoting that scripture, we are in the blame game. Amen. If you had done this, this would not have happened. If you had done that, that would not have happened. And we begin to make things bigger than God. Amen to God. Hallelujah. So all these men surrounded him, and they all had rocks in their hand, and they began to say, amen to God, we're going to kill you, David. They got emotional. Amen, amen. Because some of us on this line, we done lost some stuff that we love. And when you lose stuff that you love, you go to the blame game. You begin to play that. I don't think they got an Xbox for that yet. I don't think they got a PlayStation yet for that. But it's called the blame game. And a lot of people play this game, amen to God. It's the number one game in America, amen to God. They'll probably figure out a way to put that on Xbox or something soon. But amen, every time you find yourself losing something that you love, you go play the blame game. And you put it in the cartridge or whatever you got spiritually, and you begin to blame. And they looked at David, and they said, it's because of you. He said, no. We was out there fighting together, doing good, fighting God's enemy. But while we was doing good, we came home, and look what happened. We got pastors on the line that have been walking around with guilt. Amen, amen. You've been raising your children. Amen to God. But you was doing God's business, and you wasn't able to be there like you wanted to be. So things didn't work out like you wanted to, and you begin to blame yourself. God is saying today, amen to God, let it go. Amen, amen. Be led by God and not your emotion. Order my steps. Somebody need to be saying right now in the name of Jesus, order my steps. Amen. Take me out of this emotional thing. I'm tired of playing this game called the blame game. I don't want to play it anymore. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Order my steps, God. And I begin to see, amen to God, that David, amen to God, amen, he looked around at these men. And they all had tears in their eyes, and these were grown men. And the Bible says, amen, that they all had cried. Amen, till they had nothing left. They couldn't cry anymore. Hallelujah. They were done, amen, talking. They were done, amen, trying to reason. They said, the Bible says, they lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power. You imagine, you cried before, but can you imagine having one of them gut cries? Well, you done yelled and screamed all night, and you done cried a gut cry, and you ain't got no power left. Hallelujah. Amen to God. And this is what happens, amen, when we ain't have no power. Sometimes God will bring us to the place when you ain't got no power left. Amen to God. And he said, now I can order your steps because now you ain't trying to control stuff. You too weak to control it. You too mad. You too angry. Amen to God. You too confused to control stuff. Amen. God is saying today, amen, trying to be led by him and not your emotion. So I see these emotional men. They say women are emotional, but amen. I can tell y'all some stories about some brothers. Hallelujah. Amen to God. They these men, these 100 emotional men. Amen. They were mad at David because, amen, amen, they lost their wives. Their wives are kidnapped. Amen, amen. Their children were kidnapped. They all of their wealth was gone. And the city was burned. Amen. The houses, some of them built with their own hands, was burned. That was disrespectful. Amen. And all because we was out with you. And all these people were blaming David. But then David began to say to them, amen to God, you are emotional right now. And I understand that you lost something dear. I understand that, amen to God. But I understand this. If you go back to Matthew 5 and 45 with me, understand that we all lost something on this line. The Bible says it's shining on the just and the unjust. Understand that you're not the only one hurting on this line right now. You're not the only one that went through some stuff that's on this line. You ain't the only one that lost something that's on this line. But amen, like David said, amen, amen. I see y'all got those rocks in your hand, he said. And y'all thinking about stoning me. But magnify him with me. Magnify him. Now, David looks like a crazy man because he just lost everything that he had. Amen, amen. Somebody told him he was going to be a king when he was 16 years old. And now that he's 29, he's standing in front of 600 men with rocks about to stone him. Oh, come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but I would have some doubt about that prophecy. I would say, well, maybe Brother Samuel was wrong. Hallelujah. I'm just saying. I'm like, that was about 15 years ago he said I'm going to be king. But instead, I'm standing in front. I'm 29, and I'm standing in front of 600 men with rocks in their hand. And the Bible said that they was about to stone David to death. And instead of getting scared, instead of running, David said, magnify the Lord with me. Magnify him. Hallelujah. This is what we're talking about, amen to God. Not being led by your emotions, amen to God, but being led by God, but having God order your steps. See, because in the midst of the trauma and the situation that you're in right now, you need to make God bigger than whatever the problem is in life. God's got to be bigger. So I can imagine one by one, these strong 600 men looking at David saying, look at him. David got a look in his eye, and he ain't running. He ain't running behind rocks. He ain't running from us. He just standing bold up there looking, amen, to God. He ain't even looking at us, amen, to God. And he's saying, magnify him. And I can imagine David begin to praise God in the midst of the problem, in the midst of the situation. He just started waving his hands side to side. Magnify the Lord with me. Amen. I'm not looking at the problem. And I can imagine these 600 men, one by one, dropping their rocks, saying, David, what do you see? Hallelujah. One by one, amen to God. Amen. Look at you. You done lost your daughter. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. You done lost your wealth. Come on, somebody. You done lost, amen, things that you thought would be with you forever. But you are still praising God. You are still walking around telling God, thank you. Your neighbors that ain't going to church in years, looking at you saying, amen to God, woman of God, evangelist, but not what do you see? Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Sit the room and lost her daughter. Amen to God. And people, amen, are looking at you. Amen to God. You are still praising God. You still got a joy on the inside. Hallelujah. And they begin to look at you. I've been watching you, woman of God. They say, I don't go to church, but amen, I see a look in your eye. And I can't help but ask the question, woman of God, what do you see? Amen. They had their rocks in their head. A lot of folk want to say church ain't about this. All these preachers getting caught out. But this woman of God, I know what she been through, and she should have just gave up. But amen to God, it says she like David, waving her hand. Oh, come on, somebody. Side to side to side. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Amen to God. We got people on this line knowing what I'm talking about. Amen. What do you see, David? Amen. What do you see? Amen. They begin to drop their rocks, these 600 men who cried, amen, because they done lost everything. Amen to God. And they were about to kill somebody. How many of y'all was about to kill somebody? Amen. Some of us was about to kill ourselves. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. But something on the inside, amen, started working on the outside. Amen. And now I'm looking at you today and saying, yesterday you was about to kill somebody. But now you're praising God. I got to ask you a question. Amen, woman of God. Man of God, what do you see? What do you see? David ain't looking at the people with the rocks. He just looking straight up saying, hallelujah, magnify him. Oh, magnify him with me. Oh, somebody on this line, you ain't looking at the people. The Bible said you begin to set your face like a flint. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Amen. At situations and at problems. And amen to God, you begin to look at the Jesus. Amen to God. And they say, amen, David, what do you see? Amen, David. David looked at it. After a while, only 400 people got rocks in their hand. Amen. They still hurt. They still missing their stuff. But they're looking around at those other 200 people who dropped their rocks. Amen to God. Going back to Matthew 5:45, saying, amen to God, this ain't got nothing to do with David, y'all. Amen. It rain on the just and the unjust. The sun, when it come up, it's going to shine on everybody. Amen, 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 amen. They looked around at this. I'm talking about today. Amen. Letting God use your steps, order your steps instead of your emotions. Hallelujah. Amen. So what happened? What happened? What happened? So we are still in that verse. Amen, amen, amen. And the Bible says, amen, they went down there. Amen to God. And David asked them. He asked them a question. Amen to God. Hallelujah. And David, amen, verse number 8. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this truth? These people that came and stole my stuff, they stole my women, they stole, amen, my men, amen to God, they stole the boys, they stole the little girls, they done stole, amen, all the money we've been saving up, they done stole my, I'm talking to somebody, they done stole my joy. You on this phone right now, amen, and I'm asking you a question. Shall you pursue after the people who stole your stuff? Amen to God. Hallelujah. I go back to that poem, it's one of my favorite poems. Amen. A woman talking about all the stuff, there's somebody tried to take her stuff. Hallelujah. They try to take my happy. You try to, every time it came in my life, it tried to take my joy. It tried to take, amen to God, my destiny. Amen to God. But today is the day you take it back. Amen. I'm not being led by my emotions. I'm saying, God, order my steps. So David said, amen, 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 amen. Shall I pursue? Amen, amen, amen. Shall I overtake them? I got questions, God. Hallelujah, amen. I done lost some stuff. Amen, it rained yesterday. Come on, somebody. Everybody got wet. Amen, I don't care if they were saved. I don't care if they were sanctified. Amen, somebody said, well, the sun came out the other day. Amen, I don't care how long you've been in church. Amen, everybody got sunblock on, God. Amen, I got questions, God. Amen. Again, shall I overtake them? And he answered them. Amen. He said, pursue. Amen. For thou shalt surely. Amen. I know the word surely means something to somebody on this phone. Hallelujah. God says surely. That means it's about to happen. Amen. Thou shalt surely overtake them and without fail recover. Oh, come on. I'm talking to somebody. When you begin to let God, amen, control you and order your steps and not your emotions. The Bible said these men cried. Amen. But after they cried, amen, they had to let their rocks go. Amen. I'm on the phone with somebody that's been holding rocks. Amen, 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 amen. You about to kill that thing. You said, Lord, amen, amen, amen to God. It ain't going to change. I'm going to be mad at this person forever. Amen to God. I'm going to hate this person forever. Amen to God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about, I preached to myself. Amen. When I came on this line, amen, I said, you need a bad day survival kit because you're going to go through some bad days. Amen to God. It ain't going to have nothing to do with you. See, once you begin to take yourself out of the equation and realize you're not that important and realize it ain't got nothing to do with you, amen, but it is the plan of God to move you forward. After a while, you begin to say, Lord, I thank you. In all things, I thank you. I can do all things through Christ. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I know how it is to be abound. Hallelujah. And I know how it is to be abased. And yet, in all things, oh, come on, somebody. I can do all things. Amen, amen. Somebody, amen, and God, need to let the rock go. Amen. Spiritually, throw that rock away. Amen. Throw it away. You've been holding on it. You've been holding on it for years. You've been holding. I know I've been holding on mine for a minute, right? Amen. So much so when my hand got a certain way. Amen. From holding on to that rock. Amen. 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 But David looked around again. Amen. Now he looked. And I'm imagining. Amen. God, using your imagination. Amen. 300 people only holding that rock. Amen. 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 David, we done lost everything. David, we done lost. And David said, look. Amen. You got to get your eye out of it. You ain't the only one that lost. We lost some stuff. Amen to God. We lost our stuff too. Amen, 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 amen. But I'm trying to tell you today, amen, amen to God, we are all bleeding right now. Amen. But what we talked about earlier, get you a clot formation. Amen. If we can just come together, oh, come on, somebody. Amen to God, we can heal this womb. The Bible says, amen to God, hallelujah, whether there are two or three, amen, touching and agreeing on anything, he said, I'm in the midst of it. Amen. There's a healing power when he get in the midst of it. Amen, amen, amen to God. Somebody need to say amen to God. Amen. You're not by yourself. Amen. Somebody need to scream that out loud. I'm not by myself. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm not by myself. See, once we get out of this emotional thing, amen to God. Amen. Because they were emotional. They were about to kill him. See, if they would have killed David at that time, he would not have been the king of Israel. But amen to God, they could not kill him. They didn't know why they didn't release them rocks. Amen. There was destiny on David. Hallelujah. And people could not kill destiny. Hallelujah. Amen. They just knew that for some reason I'm not throwing this rock. Amen, amen, amen. And some people say, amen, for some reason I didn't kill you. For some reason, amen, mm-hmm. to God, I wanted to kill you, but I didn't. Amen. For some reason I wanted to, but I didn't. Amen. Because God had destiny on. I'm telling you, when you come out of your emotion and you come back into who God is, amen, to God, the people around you are not going to be able to release those rocks. The Bible says, amen, to God. Hallelujah, amen, to God. In Isaiah 26:3, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen, to God. So they can make the weapons, and sometimes God will let you see the weapon, but it won't prosper. Sometime God will let them see. He will let you see people, amen, starting rumors. Sometimes he will let you see, amen, God, people destroying and trying to hurt your ministry. Sometime God will let you see people trying to steal your wives and your husband. Sometime God will let you see, amen, God, people trying to steal your joy. But no weapon formed, amen, against you shall prosper. They were sitting there holding the rocks. Then David looked around again. See, if David got emotional, he would have got stoned to death. Amen to God. But David said, amen to God, shall I pursue? Amen. In the midst of these 600 men standing around me with rocks, I'm not even talking to them. I'm not even having conversations with them. But I got a question with God. God, shall I pursue? Because if you tell me, amen, God, that I'm going to win, I don't care how many. It could be 700 men with rocks in their hand. But Lord, if you be for me, oh, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. If God is for me, who can be against me? Shall I pursue? Oh, somebody is standing right now. Amen. Asking that same question. Shall I pursue God? Hallelujah. Been some stuff going on around me. It looks like, amen, that the bad folk are winning. Hallelujah. Amen to God. I'm looking at it. And David said, amen, amen, fret not thyself. Why would David say, fret not thyself of evildoer? It looked like they was winning. Hallelujah. I was 16, Lord. Amen to God. And they told me I was going to be king. They took me out of the shepherd house and they put me in a king house. And I got used to that lifestyle. Somebody said, I got used to that job. How they put me in a nice job. I ain't had a job, and I got used to it. But after a while, it gets taken away. Amen to God. And now I'm on the run. I'm in Ziklag. I'm in a cave, God. Hallelujah, Lord. And I'm feeling emotional now. But God is telling you at those moments, that's when you say, God, order my steps. Order my steps, God. Now, look at what a step does. When you look what a step does, it's used to take you to another level. Hallelujah. When you step on one, amen, another one, that one step can't get you there. Amen. But another step. Now, imagine. Now, I want you to be careful when you pray this prayer, because this is a serious prayer when you say, order my steps, because you don't know what that step is going to consist of. Amen. That step could be, amen, if you're going to lose your job, but that's one of your steps, amen, to build your character. Do you still want this step? Because it's going to get you closer to where you need to be. You need seven of these steps, but one of those steps costing you, it's going to cost you your job. Amen, amen. Do you want to say, Lord, order my steps? Amen, amen. Or you want to go on and play church? He says, Lord, no. God, I wanted you to order my steps, and then I can spiritually see the angels carrying your step. And it says, okay, you done lost your job you done had for 10 years. You done lost your job you done had for 7 years. You done lost your job you done had for 2 years. But that's one of your steps. Do you still want your next step? You say, yes, Lord. Oh, come on, I'm talking to somebody. All of my steps, God. Hallelujah. The next one, amen to God, is hurting now. Amen. You're crying. You say, Lord, amen to God, these people, amen, I thought was my friends, God. Hallelujah. But Lord, now that you done taken me a different place in God, they say I pray too much, God. Hallelujah. Say I go to church too much, God. Amen to God. They say, amen to God, I talk about you too much, God. And then I see the angel coming with another block, and he putting it on top of that other block. That other, he said, do you want this step? Amen. All your friends that you thought was your friends, they're going to fall by the wayside. But you're going to get closer to God. You still want God to you. You say, oh, my next step. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I got to get to the next level. Amen. I done went through too much. Amen. To worry about folk. Amen. Somebody on this phone line. Amen. I got, we getting you out of your emotion and into your spirituality. Amen. I got all of my steps, God. Amen. Sometimes you're going to be crying because them steps to climb, they're not going to be easy. Some of those steps, amen, God. Amen. You're going to hurt. It's going to bring you pain. Amen. Because God is going to remove some stuff. Amen. For you to climb lightly on them steps. When the Bible said, lay aside every weight and the sin that does easily beset you. Amen. So you're taking stuff off as you climbing up these steps. Amen. Amen. You ain't going to be able to bring everybody with you. Amen. Like the woman of God reminded us. She said, amen to God. Hallelujah. Wear this world like a loose garment. Amen. You ain't going to be able to take everything up. Amen. Now you done lost your job. You done lost your friends. And the angel of the Lord come to you. Amen. Amen. I'm waiting on it. Tell me. Say the word. And you say to them, order my next step in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm getting closer now. Amen. God is speaking to me in dreams now. God is speaking to me in revelation spirit now. I'm getting rhema word now. Hallelujah. But I look back in the blocks. Amen to God. They went through some stuff. Amen. Amen. And then the next block. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. They're coming after your mind. Amen. People going to call you crazy. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. They're going to say, amen to God, that you're crazy. They're going to say, amen, that you're not in your right mind. They're going to lie on you, but you want it. You're going to have to be spiritual when that test comes. Order my next block, and the angel of the Lord is going to put it on here. Now you're almost at where you're supposed to be, but you're crying. Amen. You got shaking in your voice. Amen. You don't even know what the next block is going to be. You say, Lord, I done already lost too much. I'm like your God. Hallelujah. I done lost, seem like everything. Lord, I lost my money, God. I lost so-called folk that said they were my friends, God. Amen to God. I lost, amen to God. Amen to God, the house that I was living in. I don't think I can take another block. Amen. But trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. And lean not to thy own understanding. Amen. I'm not leaning on what I know. I'm leaning on what I don't know. I don't know, amen to God, what you're going to do next, God. But I do know, amen, you got my best interest. Bring that block out. Yes, oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. You're looking at the devil. And the devil said, amen, she ain't gave up yet. Amen to God. Hallelujah.
Come on,
God
now.
Said, amen to God. I'm not giving the devil the glory. I'm not giving him the devil doing this. The devil. See, anything that happens in your life, God has to do it himself, or he has to give it permission. Oh, come on, somebody.
Come on.
So the devil, we giving you no, you ain't got no joy for that. That was God who put that block up there. So bring out the next block. Oh, come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. You done been through this. You done survived some stuff. Hallelujah. 1999 and 2007 and 2008. Amen. 2011. Amen. Bring out the next block in the name of Jesus. Amen. All of my steps, God. Hallelujah. So I can stand on it. Hallelujah. 2013. I'm still standing in the name of Jesus. I'm looking around. Amen. Amen. And the stones are falling out the people's hands because they're looking at me climbing them stairs. Hallelujah. I know she lost all her money. And I saw her walk up them stairs for 13 years. Come on, somebody. Amen. I saw, amen to God, when they told them that your job is over that you had for 20 years. I was there when I still work at that job. But I saw them lose theirs, amen to God, and they still walking up. Oh, come on, somebody. They still saying, come on. They're doing their hand like this. Bring that next block out, Lord. Order my next step. I'm not worried about what's going to happen. Amen. Because I know oh God. Hallelujah. If I suffer with you, I'm going to reign with you. So bring out, come on, somebody want to stand up and say, bring out that next step in the name of Jesus. I don't know what it is. Amen. The other steps cost me in our family. The other steps cost me, amen, of God, those that I thought was in my ministry. The other step cost me, God. Hallelujah. Amen. My good name in that particular cloud. But Lord, I don't know what's going to happen. But bring out the next step in the name of Jesus.
Now.
Somebody in the room right now. Amen. And you're walking back and forth. You say, Lord, you're looking at your spiritual steps that you already climbed. I already been to the wall. Hallelujah. And I already been baptized. Hallelujah. I already got salvation. And somebody said, I feel all right. Somebody said, I stepped in the water and the water wasn't cold. Somebody said, it chilled my natural body, but it didn't chill my soul. Somebody said, didn't it do it? Somebody said, didn't he do it? I'm talking to somebody. All of my steps, God, I'm not scared. Hallelujah. Fear. Amen. It's not of the Lord. I'm not giving you a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. So guess what that means? You're not crazy. Hallelujah, because I gave you a sound mind. You're not weak, because I gave you power in the name of Jesus. You ain't got to have no fear. That fear and intimidation spirit tries to keep you away from them blocks. Amen. You got a couple of more blocks to stack up. Hallelujah. Don't be scared of it. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, amen, 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 amen. I done been through some stuff, God, and I'm not dead yet. I done been through some stuff, God, and you done helped me, God. I done been through some stuff, God, and amen, I'm still going. So then I get back to the question in Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 35. Amen, that word who. Who, hallelujah, somebody said. Who is he that condemneth? It is the Christ that died. Yea, rather than it's risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God? Oh, I got questions today. Who also maketh intercession for us? Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
Shall?
I got questions,
on,
somebody. Shall tribulation separate you from that next block? Oh, come on. Shall distress, amen, separate you from your next block? Shall persecution or shall famine, that means it's taking stuff a long time to come to you. It seemed like a drop. Seemed like the last time I got a promotion was years ago. The last time, amen, I felt happy was years ago. The last time I got myself, what shall separate me from the love of Christ? Shall famine, God, oh God, or nakedness, amen, when stuff get taken away from me, God, amen, my loved ones, some of y'all losing your husbands, some of y'all losing your wives, some of y'all losing your position at your job, amen, spiritually you're feeling naked, Lord, shall peril, oh God, I got to rest on every side, amen, hallelujah, sword, amen, something that should have killed you, something that should have took you out, but the Bible says, as it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay. Oh, God, somebody said nay. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. In all these things, we are more than conquerors and him that loved us. The Bible says that. Paul said, I am persuaded. Oh, come on. I know some persuaded people. Amen. The Bible said, I just need two of y'all. The Bible said, amen, if two or three shall touch and agree on anything. Amen. I'm talking about coming out of your emotion and saying, God, all of my steps, I'm persuaded. Hallelujah. That means nothing can change my mind. I done already been to the water. I done already been baptized. I done already been talked about. I done already been lied on. I done already been cheated. I done already been talked about. I done already been mistreated. I am persuaded. Hallelujah. That neither death, come on somebody, nor life, nor angels. You know, sometimes them fallen angels, they try to whisper something in your ear. They disguise themselves as angels of light. They come in amongst you and act like they're for you, but they're not. The angels got these whispers. Amen. But Galatians 1:8-9 said, if men or angels come into your presence and teach some other gospel than that which you have heard. The Bible says, I don't care if he say he an angel. I don't care if he say she an angel. The Bible says, let them be accursed. I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principalities. That means, amen, devils have been assigned. Amen. Watch over your ministry. You got a captain demon assigned over your ministry. You got a amen, lieutenant demon assigned to buffet your family. Amen. You got a general demon assigned, amen, to take down your mantle. But the Bible says, what shall separate me from the love of God? Shall principalities. I don't care how many commissions they get. I don't care how many generals they send after me. How many captains come after me. You can mess up my phone lines. You can mess up the computer. Oh, God, you can try to even mess up my thoughts. But, amen, I am persuaded, hallelujah, that principalities, no powers, no things present, something that I'm going to do right now. Amen, but, amen, it will not take me away from the love of God. No things to come. Some stuff that I don't even see. Some tricks and some trickery that I don't even see. Oh, God, but that shall not. Amen, I'm persuaded that neither height, amen, that means when God bless me, I won't get so lifted up that I can't pray no more. I won't get so lifted up, I won't fast no more. I won't get so lifted up, I won't get in the word no more. Neither height, nor death, nor creature. We got some creatures among us. Hallelujah. Shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Talking today. I'm talking. Order my steps, God. I don't care what's coming. Amen. You sure you want this step? Amen. Bring it. Come on. Bring it. Amen. Sister Tia, bring it. Hallelujah. She said, you remember what the other step was. You ready for your next one? She said, bring it. In the name. Bring it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Brother Aaron.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That man of God. That preacher has been through some things. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. He done climbed some steps. Amen. But we know the other steps. He got some steps to climb. Amen. The angel of the Lord said, I got the step. Amen. I know, amen, I got that minister. He's saying, bring it in the name of Jesus. I'm ready to climb. Amen. I got some people on this phone today. You're not scared of that next step that the angel going to bring. You're not scared. You're not afraid of that next step. Hallelujah. Lord, send it. I don't care, God. If you need somebody, send me. I'm going to go. I don't care if nobody else go. If I perish, let me perish. Oh, but I'm going to see the King. Oh, come on, somebody, get up right now. Say, Lord, hallelujah, I want my step. Come on. You done been through some stuff, but amen, you got some levels to get to. Come on, Lord, I want my step. It's going to take that step. Amen. You're going to have to climb that step. You're going to have to stand on it. Don't you know they got some science out there even prove it's called flexology. Amen. God, it's on the bottom of your feet got pressure points that control your entire body. They call it flexology. Amen. The bottoms of your hands and fingertips, amen, got pressure points that control your whole body. Don't you know when you walk in and where you walk in affects the entire body? Amen. But God, the feet feel it first. Amen. God, so where you walk in is affecting your heart. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. You can press a part on the bottom. See, when I start studying this stuff, I'm studying it for the wrong reasons back in the day. Amen. God, but what the devil meant for evil, God meant for good. Oh, come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. Amen. So I begin to look at it. I said, so if I push the foot right here, it's going to affect the heart. If I push the bottom of the foot here, oh, come on, it's going to get rid of my headache. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. God, so then I look into the spirit of that thing. Amen. So this is why God is so concerned about where I'm walking. This is why God is so concerned about my step. Because everything that my feet go on, it affects the body. Everywhere that my toes go, it's affecting something inside the body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Watch where you're walking. Watch where you're walking because it's affecting the body. Hallelujah. Somebody say that. Somebody say it to somebody, even if you got to look in a mirror and go say it to yourself. Point to yourself
watch
in that mirror.
Watch
where you're walking. It's affecting the body. Hallelujah. It's affecting the body. It's affecting your heart. Hallelujah. How many of y'all even always depressed, always down? It's where you're walking. You got to ask yourself, Lord, where have I been walking? Amen. Is your steps ordered by the Lord, or are they ordered by emotions? Hallelujah. Is your steps ordered by emotions? Amen. You are stuck in the body right now. Hallelujah. Amen to God. So when you know that, and then look it up. I want y'all to look up flexology. Amen. Amen. Go on Google. And check it out and see what I'm saying. Amen. That you got pressure points on your feet, the bottoms of your feet and your hands that control the body. So it's important, amen, to make sure where you're putting your feet at. Amen. You can't just walk anywhere like other folk. Oh, come on, somebody. You can't just put your feet in the midst of stuff like, because we're talking foundation now. That's what you're standing on. And what you stand on is affecting your body. Amen. So, amen, even if we don't know what you're standing on, amen to God, you know what you're standing on. Amen. And if it's not the word of God, you're affecting the body. What you standing on? What you standing on right now? Amen. In the name of Jesus, God, we begin to cover this line, God. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Your people, Jesus, your people, your people, God. I want you to order their steps, God, the bottom of their feet, God. Amen. They've been walking places, God. Hallelujah. That's been affecting their spirituality. It's been affecting their body. But God, in the name of Jesus, from this prayer, amen, 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 again, we begin to heal the body. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Order their steps, God. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Hallelujah. That their feet, amen, can be shod in the preparation of the gospel. Order the steps, God. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Somebody needs to say, amen, my steps have been affecting my body. That's it. Amen. That's what it is. In the name of Jesus, my steps, my steps, my steps, my steps, my steps, my steps. Hallelujah. My steps. That's all the work all this time? My, that you mean it ain't the devil? Amen. Amen. It ain't folk. It ain't this. My steps. My steps, Lord. My steps. Hallelujah. Look at you. Look at you. It's your steps. It's simple. It's simple. This is why God has always been concerned about where you walk in the tabernacle. Amen. Amen. God, many of you study the tabernacle. When you walk in, you see the brazen altar. Amen. And amen. I mean, the man of God, he takes his shoes off. Amen. And he walks in a straight direction. Amen. From the brazen altar. He just brought the sacrifice in. He tied it to the altar. Amen. Somebody's doing that right now as we yet speaking. Amen. Why are you on the phone with all of us? Amen. Whatever that thing was that you were standing on that wasn't of the Lord. Amen. Bring it to the altar right now so we can kill it, because the anointing is on this line. Amen. It's not us, but it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. Amen. You just tie it to the altar. Say, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. God, I want to walk in a straight direction. They leave the brazen altar. They got blood all over them because they just killed the sacrifice. Amen. You're gonna feel beat up when you bring that thing that you've been tussling with for years into the altar. And you bring it and you pray on it. Amen. God, that ain't going to be no easy thing to tussle. It ain't going to be no easy thing to get a hold of. Amen. So you're going to be out of breath and you might even be staggering. But the man of God still, after they killed that, amen to God, that sacrifice, amen, amen, and he had the knife in his hand, amen, representing the word of God, and he killed that sacrifice, amen, he began to walk straightway, amen, to the brazen lava, amen, and I told you what that brazen lava was made out of. When they came out of Egypt, they turned to the women and said, we need, amen, your looking glasses. Amen. We're going to make, amen, amen, some furniture in the church. I want y'all to take all the stuff that y'all brought from Egypt. Amen. God, and we're going to bring it into the church. Hallelujah. And all the women begin to take their looking glasses. And they gave it to the man of God. They say, here. And he had, amen, a God, amen, like hundreds and thousands of looking glasses. Amen, a God. And amen, a God, he crushed them and burned them and made a brazen lava where he could see himself. Hallelujah. Amen. When he filled it up with water, he purified himself. Amen. He couldn't have did that without the help of the people. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen to God. It takes, amen, the body. It takes the body. It takes the body. Amen to God. So he looked at them. Amen to God. He said, amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I need the saints of God, amen, to walk with me. Amen. The stuff that you used out in the world. Amen. Will you just believe God enough that God can use that? Amen to God. And we can use it for the furniture in the church. And they gave it to him. And he began to make that. He began to wash his hands. I believe somebody's on this call right now washing their hands of it. They said, Lord, before I came into this call, an hour ago, a minute ago, a second ago, a day ago, I was thinking differently, God. Oh, God, but now, God, I'm not going to let my emotions order my steps, God. Hallelujah. I'm going to let God order my steps, God. And the priest, amen to God, after he walked straight, he didn't walk sideways. Look at the tabernacle and whatnot. Look at how he came in. It was a certain path he had to walk. Amen, amen. God has given us a type and a shadow. I want you to walk circumspectly. I want you to walk, amen to God, and not to the left, to the right, but I want you to walk straightway, amen to God. Then you get to the, amen, brazen mouth. Then you look at the holiness of holies. Amen, amen, amen. Ain't no iron door, iron gate protecting you from it. It's just got like a little sheet, amen to God, amen. You can just push it and say, it ain't that hard to get in touch with God. He was trying to tell you that. It ain't that hard to get in touch with me. I ain't got no gates and no swords or no people with guns protecting it. You just got to walk straight. That's it. Mm. If you walk straight, guess what? Amen to God, you're going to get here. Have your feet shod in a preparation of the gospel. I'm going to live so God can use me anywhere. Hallelujah. Anytime. I'm going to walk so God can use me anywhere. Anytime. I'm going to talk so God can use me anywhere. Anytime. I'm going to talk so God can use me anywhere. And anytime. We speak this in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Get your next step. Hallelujah. Lord, order my steps. Order them. I don't care what's it going to take. Order my steps. Hallelujah. I done survived this. I'm ready for that. Come on, somebody. Come on, come on, come on. Y'all got to say this. Don't cheat. Don't cheat. I survived this. I'm ready for that. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You on mute. We ain't got to hear you. Amen, amen. You can just yell it out. Amen. We don't care. If I survived this, I'm ready for that. Order my step. Order my step in Jesus' name. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Jesus. That was a word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Sometimes we say rhema, logos, we say these things. That was a word. Yeah, that was a word. Hey, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Fresh oil.
Jesus,
fresh oil.
Jesus.
Order my steps.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I can't add to it. Neither can I take away. But I can say,
hallelujah,
when he
hallelujah
read that scripture in 1 Samuel 30 and 8,
hallelujah,
where God told David, surely.
Come on. Come on. Come on, Holy Ghost.
When you see that word, surely, you can rest in that.
Come on.
Surely. That's, it means it's inevitable. Amen. It will not fail. God can't fail. When he tell you, surely. And he told that same man, that this man, that minister, Democrat, has preached about today in the Lord's, the 23rd Psalm, he said, surely.
Come on, come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Goodness and mercy. Surely. God has ordered your steps today. Somebody on this line needs to know that their steps have been ordered. Somebody needs to know that surely. Hallelujah. If he took me out of that, he can take me out of this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I'm a witness today. All of my steps 30 years ago, I never thought I'd be back in New Orleans.
Come on, Holy
Ghost. Especially to do ministry. I was
comfortable.
Hallelujah, where I was. But I had to deal with some things. When God order your steps, amen,
hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Never forget your experiences.
Haven't
forgot how to get on the dance floor. I haven't forgot how to pick up a cigarette and smoke. Mix up a drink and tell them to give me a drink. I haven't forgotten those things. But God ordered my steps. I don't have nothing calling for me to participate in that kind of behavior any longer. Hallelujah. I have something living on the inside. God. I'm not driven by my emotions anymore, but I'm led by the Spirit of God.
It's the Spirit that lives
inside of you. It's the Spirit that testifies. It's the Spirit that allows you to be confident when you take the next step. The devil wanna create doubt. He sends his seducing spirits to whisper in our ears and to make us doubt that God is ordering our steps. But this man of God have preached today.
Hallelujah.
Because he ordered my steps. I needed that word today.
Hallelujah.
Some things we're walking in our own steps sometimes. Sometimes we want to go before God because we're living in a microwave society. Hey, we want it instantly. We don't want to wait. We don't want to tarry.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But my Bible told me, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. It's not an easy thing to wait. It's not an easy thing, hallelujah, to listen for the voice of God. It's not an easy thing to be led of his Spirit. God, I bless you today. Thank you, minister, for that word. Hallelujah. That was a rhema word. That was fresh out of my steps. Hallelujah. I didn't have anything this week, but when you're seeking God for direction, when you're seeking God for some instructions, sometimes you got to lay before God all night. You got to travail in the Spirit and say, Lord, what are you saying? What do you want to say to your people? It's not about Adrian. It's about God. God is trying to preserve somebody. God is trying to strengthen somebody. God is telling somebody on this line, you got to live. You have to take the next step because your steps have been ordered by the Lord. Don't worry about what's in front of you. Don't even look behind you. Amen. You got to look forward. You got to stay focused and know that I'm coming out of this. You got to tell yourself every day, I'm coming out of this. Because my steps have been ordered. They've been ordered by the Lord. No, it don't look good. No, it don't feel good. I got chaos all around me. Amen. I got to deal with unsaved folks every day. All the people that God is calling to take the next step. He don't need you all that have made your peace calling and election show. He's looking for somebody that's wondering about the next step. We got to take that next step, Minister Democrat. God didn't give us the spirit of fear, the man of God said today. Hallelujah. I feel like I felt when I left New Orleans 30 years ago, going to a strange place, Los Angeles. I knew Hollywood was there. I knew everything when the celebrities and all of the fast cars. I knew all of that was there, but God brought me there to save me. He brought me back to New Orleans for such a time as this.
Hallelujah.
God, I bless you today. Thank you for your word today. God, hallelujah. I needed that word.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes people think the leaders on me, they think we're strong and we got it made and we're not going through anything. But we are the intercessors.
That's right.
That's right. Sitting on the wall. We have to watch for the people of God.
Hallelujah.
And crying out to the Lord for other people. Sometimes we forget about our own families, and we're thinking about the saints. We're thinking about the souls that are dying. Oh, God, somebody got to help somebody to take the next step. Grab your brother or your sister and hold them up and let them know they can take the next step because their steps have been ordered.
That's right.
I needed that word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory
hallelujah.
To God. I needed that word.
This
is one of my fast days, and I'm asking you all to make a sacrifice on Wednesday. Fast
yes,
from midnight
God.
To Tuesday night, midnight to 4. In the evening. This is my fast day. And I say, Lord, I'm just going to lay here with you today.
Hallelujah.
I got on Mother Charity line this morning. She didn't know I was on
hallelujah.
There. I got on Pastor Miracle line this morning. She didn't know
right.
I was on there. But I've been laying prostrate.
Come on.
Asking the Lord to order my steps, God. You told me to come back. God, you told me. But I'm going to take the testimony of David today.
Yes,
surely, surely the Lord is with me.
Right.
Surely he have ordered me.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord for the man of God today.
Hallelujah.
Always give him some fresh oil.
Every time he ministers
on this line, those of you that come on this line regularly, when you hear his name, they call in. We've had many callers on the line today. God
hallelujah.
Always blesses this man of God to minister under the anointing. He's talking about things that he has experienced.
Yes,
if you haven't experienced anything, you can't even take the next step. We have to go through some things. Hallelujah. How can you just take the next step and you haven't went through anything? Oh, I bless the Lord today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Democrat.
That was the word.
I don't know nothing we can say. Hallelujah. I'm just thanking him. I'm just giving him some glory, giving him some praise because I needed that word. I needed that word today. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, sometimes you feel like, hey, as he said, David, and the men begin to weep.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
they
right.
call me the weeping prophet, but that's all right. I know my Bible said weeping men do it for night. I'm going to have some joy in the morning.
That's right, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. When
come
I
on.
Take that next step, every tear going to be dried. I'm moving to the next step because I'm looking for that morning of joy.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I bless you today, Jesus. Thank God for the woman of God. Hallelujah. Pastor Gloria being with us today. We open up our line here. You're the Messiah. Bless the Lord for this woman of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, I thank the Lord for all of you all that's on the line. Some have dropped off, but we still have about 14 or 15 on the line.
God, I bless you today.
God bless you, woman of God. We thank you for joining us today. Hallelujah. Bless the man of God that delivered this word today.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Wonderful, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Line is open, Pastor Smith. If you want to say anything and have any remarks, you're welcome to do so at this time. Thank you, Lord.
I'm just blessed. Oh, my God. That was a sure enough word from the Lord, I think. That was a
hallelujah.
Message that came forth. I thank God for you, end of God, laying before the Lord and being led by the Spirit of God. That life-changing word. The people grasping hold on to that. Glory to God, we can go further. We can hold on. We can stand. Amen, because our footsteps are ordered by the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I bless the Lord for you, woman of God. I thank God. My spirit has been laid on tonight. Glory to God. My spirit has been revived, and I thank God for Jesus. The people need a rhema word like this. The people need a word that's going to change their lives. The people need a word that's going to out. That's going to remind them of the promises of the Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Glory. Thank you all. I just thank God for being here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Ruby, oh, y'all don't know what, thank God for the woman of God being with us. She's going to be ministering for us, a powerful, anointed woman of God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
teaching
God
and preaching this gospel all over the country. So next week she'll be with us one day. We'll let you know. Amen. We'll be posting it on Facebook and everywhere. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Pastor Smith. We appreciate you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You can open up the rest of the switchboard, Sister Ruby. I don't know where everybody at right now. Hallelujah. But those that want prayer or have a remark, they're welcome to do so at this time. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
What a word. What a word. What a word. You don't know what's going on. Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah. Sister Ruby, is Sister Ruby?
Prophet Michael Davis.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Praise him. Bless his name. Bless his holy name.
Praise him.
God is good. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. I like the topic. I like the topic that God gave you regarding not being led by your emotions, but being led by the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
I really like that. I visit a lot of churches, and you see a lot of emotionalism in churches, and people think it's the Holy Spirit, and they get a little confused with the works of their emotions, and they think it's God, and it's actually not. It's human emotions.
So that's
very good, brother. I applaud that word. I applaud what God gave you to say. I agree with that because, we have to really make sure that we're being led by the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
So sometimes our churches – and I can only testify about our African-American churches. Sometimes we get caught up in emotionalism, and, it's not the Holy Ghost. So
my Lord.
If you look at the scriptures, you can see the behavior of the Holy Spirit. You can see it. You can see the behavior of the Holy Spirit and versus the behavior of just humanism, human emotion. So that was a very good topic, brother. I applaud that. I receive that. That's good. And I pray that God opens doors for you so that that kind of message can be taught more in our churches so that people can be aware of the difference, because there is a difference.
Sir.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There is a difference, brother. You did a good job, brother. Thank you. God bless you.
Somebody pray.
Amen. Prophet Michael Davis will be ministering for us on tomorrow. So those of you that haven't heard him, tune in tune in early. He'll be ministering for us tomorrow on that same subject matter. Order my steps. Amen.
My Lord.
Next, Sister Ruby.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Yes,
hallelujah, Jesus.
Sister Dawn. Sister Donna.
Hallelujah.
This is Sister Donna. Praise the Lord.
God bless you, sweetie.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you. First, give an honor to God, to all the leaders on the line, and the ecclesia. That word was definitely for me. I praise the Lord that I came on the line today because I did hear something that I need to hear about holding those stones and then the pain and then trying to be obedient to the word of God and you don't understand why the attacks are constant and they're coming, but I say that just really ministered to my soul, and God bless everyone on the line. Thank you for that word.
God bless you. Even a song says, by and by when the morning comes, all the saints of God are gathering home, and we'll tell a story of how we overcome, and we'll understand it better. By and by. Hallelujah. We're going to understand this thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. By and by, Lord. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Oh, did she finish?
I don't know. Did you finish? Amen.
I did, yes, woman of God.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right. God bless you, Sister Donna. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Sister T.
Glory to God.
Okay, we're going to Sister Sherry.
Sister Sherelle.
Sherelle, I think.
Oh, praise God. Yes, I'm here. I am so
blessed. Hallelujah.
My message is awesome because I was just dealing with and just speaking about that and like going through things about, you know, the churches and, you know, people like you said, emotions and not the spirit. And sometimes I be like, you know, I got to let God, the spirit, guide me, not people guiding me. And this is something I've been dealing with for the last, I guess the last 2 or 3 weeks. And I'm thankful for this message today. I just started crying because I was like questioning, okay, but I don't know the spirit that God put in other people. So it's like, you know, all I can do is say, the spirit that God gives me to receive it, that's what I'm going to go with. And then sometimes I'll be like, okay, Lord, is this my emotion involved or not? So I've just been praying on him to give me discernment with the spirit that I hear from people. That is, you know, from him or if it's a message to me from him. So I've just been dealing with that and praying on that. He gave me discernment for that. And it is a lot of stuff that people do emotionally in church. And, you know, it kind of turns me off sometimes. It's like it takes me out of the spiritual realm where I'm trying to get to. You know, so I thank God for the message today. Thank you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I'll say the Bible says that everything that has breath, praise him. So find your place.
Praise
you can praise him in your car, amen, at your house, amen, wherever you find you a place. Just give God, even if you just got to wave your hand, give God a wave offering. Amen. Just tell him thank you. Amen. Even in your car.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You can find you some place with you and God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Sister Albertine.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby.
Praise him.
Liberal Democrat.
Praise him.
Man, oh, man. That's something that needs to be recorded and passed out, and just that word just pierced my soul. It's pierced into me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Not only confirmation, but it just so spoke to me, and it's what I needed. It was a breath of fresh air. It was
the
Lord speaking directly to you. It was a door opener. It was the rhema word.
That's right, Holy Ghost.
Directly through you to me and to so many more. It's just, it was powerful. And I thank God for your diligence. It was incredible. I thank God that word, it was for me as well, and some things that I had to let go. I had to say, okay, Lord, if this is what you want, I'm going to do it. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what I have to do. I am tired of going in my flesh. I am tired of going by my emotion. I am tired of not being obedient and diligently seeking you. I am tired.
All right.
I am fed up, and I give it up, and I had to just lay out on the altar and give it all to God. And I'm going to tell you, once I did that, it was like I was 16 again. It was like
my spirit.
The things that fell off of me, how my eyes opened up. I was stepping into tears last night. My son's like, what's wrong with me? I was like, I don't know. I'm just like a 12-year-old kid again. Because you are obedient to that word of God.
Wonderful.
Do what the Lord
diligently. You get back in that word, and you trust and believe him no matter what it looks like. It's going to happen. No matter what, I need this person. No, you don't. You need God. You need God first and foremost. And when you do that, he will make a way.
Come on.
Don't put your faith in men. Don't put your faith in no. You put your faith in that word of God, and God will direct your steps. He will direct your path. That was for me. And as I have been diligent, God said, the clean house, I cleaned house, it's so peaceful. God said, remove this person. I removed it. It's so peaceful. I feel like I call it the rebirth of Slick. I've been awakened. My eyes have been reopened. I feel like I've been reborn again. And
I thank God, and
you have to be obedient. You just have to trust him. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what you may lose, because God will replace it. Be obedient. Diligently seek him. Get into that word of God. Find the word of God. And don't worry about what people got to say about you, because when you're a child of God, if God be for you, who could be against you?
People
always have something to say about you, but you don't worry about it. You worry about what God has to say about you. You worry about what God thinks. Oh, God is going to lead your steps. I'm sorry. I'm about to go into but I thank you.
That's right.
I love that word of God. It's good to be home. You know, you can go here and go there, but it's nothing like your father. It's nothing like your father's cooking. It's nothing like that word of God. I just thank you. And I glorify his name. A good man steps in by the Lord, and you do
have to.
Him not man, not a friend. You have to listen to God no matter what.
Yes, God.
And I thank you for that word. God bless you, Liberal Democrat. And if I had to swim, if I had to hike, if I had to get there to hear that word, I would be there. That word is powerful. I thank God for you. I thank God for Evangelist Bernard and this ministry, Sister Ruby being back to help with the line. This is medicine. This is food. This is food for the spirit.
Thank God for you.
I thank God. Praise God. Bless you.
All right.
Amen.
That's good, saints of God. That's what I'm saying. You know, it's going to cost you something. When you ask God, like, give me that next step. Amen. Be careful. Amen. Because it's going to cost you something, but then you're going to get blessed too.
Amen.
Amen. It's going to cost you, but you're going to be blessed by it. It's going to cost you. Amen. So when you say, God, order my steps. Amen to God. Amen. You know what them other steps cost you. Hallelujah.
Come on,
but guess what? But when you climb the next one, amen. You're going to get closer. Your anointing going to get stronger. Your dreaming of God going to get stronger. Your vision is going to get stronger. Hallelujah. Your faith. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Everything going to get more better. Amen. The more blocks you take, amen. Amen. The higher you get in the Lord, but it's going to cost you. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord.
Amen. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Sister Albert.
Hallelujah.
Okay, we're going back to see whether Sister T. Sister T.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Okay.
Hey, I think that's it. Anyway, Sister Amy is back on. Let me get her. Sister Amy?
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you have a comment or whatever it is to you.
If you need prayer, if you want prayer,
yes,
you need your request, amen.
I need prayer. I've been going through a lot today. It just seems like I'm trying to do the right thing, and the devil is just fighting me, and I've just had a battle today, and it's about to take me down, but I'm not going to let it take me down, and
against that spirit.
Hallelujah.
I can't. It's just like I'm fighting for my life.
You are. You are fighting for your life.
I'm trying to do better. It's just like I'm fighting for my life.
Yes, God. The Bible says, amen, in the world you have tribulation. Amen. But Jesus said, I got good news for you today. I've overcome the world. Amen, amen. And like we said again, amen, God is going to use the prayers and the words that come out your mouth, amen, amen, to give you victory over today. Amen. It's necessary, amen, to God, for you to have affirmation. Amen. It's necessary for you to decree and declare, start decreeing and declaring things over your life. Amen to God. You know, even if you got to get a scripture in the Bible, amen to God, and say, Lord, I'm going to make it past this. And just keep saying it, amen. Get you something daily because, like, you know, this is how we get victory over the devil, amen, but God, by putting word on him, amen, to God, you know, because when you hang up this phone, amen, to God, you know, the Bible said in the world you're going to have tribulations. But, amen, to God, but you have that word with you. This word is living. Amen. That's why I said, amen, get used to reading your Bible some more. Amen. Don't just study it, but just read it. You know, just read it just so you can familiarize yourself again with some of the stories and some of the overcomers and whatnot, and put that word inside of you and whatnot, because this is how the Bible calls the word is a sword. This is how we kill the devil. Amen. When he tries to put those thoughts in your mind about people, places, and things, you have those same scriptures in your mind as well. So start, you know, like a computer, start inputting. Amen. It's time to reboot, right? Like you reboot your phone and reboot your computer. It's time to reboot, amen to God, and start pouring them Bible verses inside of you. Like, dedicate some time with you and your Bible reading and prayer to God. Like, have a devotion with God daily, because this kind comes on by, you know, by fasting and praying and whatnot. So, you know, I can't really talk to you about fasting and whatnot, you know, more with you on that. But you're going to have to fast and pray, amen, to continue to have battle, because he don't just fight you one time and walk away. This is a life battle. You got to fight. Like, every day you got to fight. Amen. All my life, you're going to have to fight daily, right? So that means you're going to have to read your Bible daily. You're going to have to pray daily, so you're going to have victory daily. Amen. So we're going to speak that into your life. Amen to God. Even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. As we cover this woman, God. Lord, even now, God. Amen, amen, amen. Give her that mind. Give her a praying spirit.
Yes, God.
Amen, amen, God. When the adversary comes in, God, and she experiences those bad days, amen, those bad days will come. Oh, God, hallelujah. But it's how we react to them, God. Lord, we are reacting to a bad day right now, God, with the word. God, we are going to, amen, cover this woman of God, all the intercessors,
yes,
all the pastors, all the prophets, hallelujah, all the people of God, amen, gathered on this line with you today, amen to God, hallelujah, coming again. What shall separate you from the love of God? Amen. Shall principality, there's a principality assigned over that territory where she has saints. That's a principality.
Yes,
amen to God.
Yes,
there's those demons that's assigned to that territory.
Hey,
amen.
Lord,
and we need
God
to cover this woman of God, amen, before she leaves this line. Begin to, amen to God. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. If the woman of God, you can just say the blood of Jesus. Just say the blood of Jesus. See, sometimes you don't even know a prayer to pray. Just say the blood, because the power is in the blood of Jesus. But, oh, come on, somebody. Amen to God. You are an intercessor on this line. Amen to God. You are a prophet. You are an evangelist. You are, amen to God, the person that's been assigned, amen, to this soul. Begin to hold her up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we come against that principality. Oh, come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus, God. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We release it. We release it in this phone, oh, God. We are connecting, oh, God, with those that, oh, God, have been called to this line, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we protect ourselves. Oh, God, that there be no backlash. And that there be no retaliation. Oh, God, but we come against that principality. We cancel, oh, God, the assignment. Hallelujah, oh, God. We come against the strong man in that house, God. We, oh, come on, come on, come on. Help us, somebody. Use your rope. The Bible says whatever you bound on earth going to be bound in heaven. Use your rope, saints. Use your rope in the name of Jesus. We got to bind the strong man, oh, God, that calls into this mouth. We got to bind him, so leave the sister alone. In the name of, oh, come on, we speak to it. In the name of, we bind it, we take away your authority. Oh, come on, somebody, use your rope, use it. Whatever you bound on earth, go be bound in, oh, come on, somebody, use it. Somebody praying for you right now, woman of God. Somebody praying for you. Somebody is casting that assignment for you. I want you to receive it right now. Somebody is covering you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, somebody is binding that strong man in your house. They're binding it. In the name of, you have no power. You have no authority over this woman of God. Hallelujah. We cancel your, oh, come on, somebody is covering her in the name of Jesus. Even though we cannot hear you, woman of God, man of God, hallelujah, evangelist, prophet, amen, oh, God, armor bearer, amen, begin to cover in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, intercessor, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we come against this principality, not by power nor by might, oh, God, but by your spirit, we rebuke you. We rebuke it. We rebuke it. We rebuke it. We rebuke it. We cancel your assignment in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Amen. Amen to God. We give you these words. Amen. Amen. And this is the Lord's house. Amen. Amen. You need to speak that and start using that as your affirmation. This is the Lord's house. Get you some anointing oil, some olive oil. Amen to God. And begin to anoint your house. Amen. Saying, this is the Lord's house. Hallelujah. And anoint your body before you go to bed at night. You ain't got to use a lot. Amen. Just amen to God. Just pour a little bit on your fingertip. Amen. And just anoint your forehead and say, this is the Lord's house. Because somebody's trying to break into your house. Spiritually, that's the adversary. He's trying to do a home invasion, make you hang up this phone and have all those emotions because he's inside your mind. Hallelujah. But we come against, amen, that strong man today. Amen. Yeah. Begin to anoint yourself, woman of God. Amen. I'm telling you it works. Amen. Amen. Again, when you take that anointing, amen of God, and you anoint yourself and say, this is the Lord's house. The devil gets mad, but you begin to feel the anointing of God. And if you don't know no other prayer to pray, just keep saying the blood of Jesus over and over and over and let God cover you, woman of God. I'm telling you it works. Amen. I've been there before when I had those spiritual home invasions where the adversary, when you buy yourself, those thoughts start attacking you. When you buy yourself, amen of God, it seems like bad days after bad day come at you. But amen of God, when you get in your house, the devil needs to understand that is God's house. The devil needs to understand that that mind is God's mind. So we speak that and we release that into your life even now, woman of God. Amen, amen. Get you some olive oil and amen to God. Understand who you are. Amen, amen, amen. That's God's house. Amen. So you let them know, amen, everything. Anytime a thought come at you, anytime an emotion come at you, even if you got to say it out loud while you're driving, this is God's house in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we praying with you. Understand that. Even though we're not there, we all covering you.
Yes,
we praying with you, Lord.
We praying with you and for you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Receive that. Receive that. Hallelujah. Bless your name. All right. All right. We have had. Who else on the line? Amen. Amen.
Hey.
Sister Ruby, God bless you.
Sister T, I was thought you were. Okay, then that's
all
okay.
Right.
Amen, amen. We're going to have comments from Sister Ruby, and then we're going to give it back to the man of God. Amen. We're going to ask Pastor Gloria still on the line to pray for the man of God. Amen. And then we're going to give it back to him and let him do our closeout. Amen. God bless you, Sister Ruby. Thank God for you.
Yes, God.
God bless. You know the word, each time the Lord bring you here, go higher and higher and higher with the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord.
Quite a bit of instructions today, and, you know, to keep this vessel inside clean and holy for his use. And
all right.
Fight the devil, you know, because he's coming. The one that's 40 years, been in Jesus 40 years, the one been 4 years, the one been 6 months, a month.
That's right.
But like you said, you got to put the word on him and stand on it.
Come on.
So I just thank the Lord. And then after you do all that, you say, he took me to the water.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
Well, you know, I like to hear that one. And baptize
Come on, Holy Ghost.
I feel good, 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 all in my soul. Hallelujah, because he received
Hallelujah. There's power in the name. Thank you, Lord.
God believers, and I know you feel churchy in the beginning, in the middle, and the end. So God bless
you.
Churchy now, I could just run all outside and I make cripple up. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
But thank God. Thank you, Lord. Bless.
All right, Holy Ghost.
All right. All right.
Glory.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Get your shout on. Get your praise on.
I know that's
right. All right. It's all right. It's all right. God is ordering our steps. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We're just so thankful for the woman of God. Amen. Sister Rue has been faithful. She's always right there at the switchboard, maining it. I thank God for him. You know, it's difficult today to find faithful people. Amen. Amen.
Yes,
God say the faithful man shall abound with blessings. Amen. So we thank God for the woman of God visiting with us for the first time. I'm so excited. Amen.
Thank you,
to have her on the line with us, just a sweetheart, just a precious, precious woman of God that is pastoring there in New Orleans, and also what is it, Tennessee, Pastor Smith?
Jonesboro, Georgia.
Jonesboro, Georgia. Amen.
All right.
Amen. So we thank God for her. I was living there in Lovejoy. Amen. So that's right on the other side of Jonesboro. So I know about Terra Boulevard and stayed there in Atlanta almost 6 years. So I'm pretty much familiar with the Georgia area during ADT. We were all around Georgia, some little
all right.
out thoughts that you never heard of, you know, out there with some of the yes. people that wasn't familiar with you. You got a lot of taking some chances going to people's homes. But I thank God for it, you know, because he ordered our steps. Yeah. Amen. We thank God for you, Pastor Smith. We're going to ask you to cover the man of God, Minister Democrat, and then we're going to hear from him and let him close us on out. Amen. God bless. Pastor Smith.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Woman of God, if I can, before I cover the man of God.
Yes.
We have been fed this night. This evening. We've been fed.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And when we have received spiritual. Glory to God. And when we
thank
have
you,
received spiritual, we got to sow about, we got to sow about kernel, about blessing. Amen.
Right.
And I know that we're not on this airway for free, and thank you and blessings. Amen, somebody.
Mm.
Glory to God. And I heard all the people was blessed by this rhema word. We have to learn how to plant. We have to learn how to sow. Thank you, Jesus, to
yes.
sow into this ministry, man, into the woman of God's ministry that God have ordained and entrusted into her hands.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord.
Just glory to God. And I know that it takes, I know what it takes to carry ministry, glory to God. Amen. I just make an appeal to the people of God. You know that you've been blessed on this evening. You know that that word's going to carry you, Lord, have mercy.
My Lord.
We got to sow, we got to sow, we got to plant. Amen. I need to know where I got to sow, where I got to put my seed, amen, in the ground for what I just received on today. Amen.
I know
God have blessed the people. I know this was a deliverance word that came forth. This was a sustaining word that came forth. Somebody was
yes,
left there within, ready to throw in the towel, but God's word.
Jesus.
And we got
hallelujah.
To plant
hallelujah.
Into good grounds. We got to plant into good soil. We got to plant glory to God. And God have put this woman of God in position to carry this ministry. He placed her as the angel of this ministry. And we got to sow. We got to sow. We got to undergird. Amen. And I want to know where I can send my seed. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I bless you for this man of God. God, I pray now in the name of Jesus that you restore the virtue back into him. God, in the name of Jesus, everything that he's given out, everything that he's poured out, I pray complete restoration in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. We decree the blessings of the Lord God that make it rich and add no sorrow with it. Over his life this day. God, I give you praise. I give you glory. I worship you. For his life. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to use it for your glory. Continue to use it to take care of kingdom business. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise. I give you glory. For his life. I thank you. That there's no need. There's not another emotion. There's no lack. It's not met in the name of Jesus. God, I bless your name. Another emotion. For Corey and his family. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Plant a seed. I hear the number 21. I hear the number 21 come up in my spirit. Get it clear the mic to the woman of God, sister preacher. I don't have 21. Amen. Hook up with somebody. Glory to God. Just sow. Just plant. Hey, my God, if you be within obedience, he's going to rub up. You don't need to go to the land. Just release it. Release it out of your hands. You need God to do. Just release. Just release. And watch what God will do. He's going to send the harvest. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, woman of God, for allowing me just to be on the line to be with you. I thank you.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We bless you. Hallelujah, we bless you. And I know that was of God. And you know that almost tired. Be almost afraid to even ask folks to. So, hallelujah. But you know what? That's why many of us are lacking today. Amen, amen. We sow into other grounds. Amen. But with the people that are feeding you every day, we don't come on the line asking for monies and asking for sowing. But I know God has given us this work to do. And as I reflect upon Sister Ruby and even Sister Donna, Sister T is on the line. They've been with us from the inception of this broadcast, and not boasting in ourselves, but boasting in the Lord. We hear Monday through Friday, amen, 5 days a week, amen, and you don't hear my voice only. We have been blessed to have anointed men and women of God that we know love the Lord, that on this line and minister to us faithfully, and we don't sow anything, amen. They come in and they make sacrifices of their time to come and minister the word. I'm here, because God has given me the mandate to do this. Amen. Yes, and I'm excited about it. I do this. If nobody ever sow anything, God is the one that make provision. Amen.
Right.
So I do it faithfully. Sister Ruby's on this line at the switchboard on time. And when Block Talk say 9876543, you're on the air. We're on this air.
That's
and
right.
Those of you that's on the line know that we don't come on here begging. Amen. Because God ain't tell us to beg. Amen. He said, the blessings of the Lord make it rich in that. He said, a liberal soul shall be made fat. So the woman of God says, she's here 21. You can go to paypal.com and put in our email address, New Destiny Ministries 54@gmail.com, or you can go to our website, and there's a PayPal button, there's a donate button on that website, www.newdestinyministries.com. Amen.
Right.
We're going to continue on, because God always made provision for his vision. Amen. So we're on this line to encourage, to inspire, to enlighten, and to empower people to pursue their destiny. And without apology, we all have a destiny to pursue. Amen. So we thank God for you, and many of you, all of you all have sown into this ministry, but we need you to continue to sow. And by way of announcements, we're doing this citywide crusade, and Minister Democrat is working diligently with me. Amen. And I don't have a team down here in New Orleans, but I want you all to be praying and interceding, because God sent me to this vineyard. Amen. I know he sent me to this vineyard. And the Bible says, except the Lord build a house. In Psalm 127, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain. So God is going to build up this house. He's building up a kingdom. But we're sponsoring, we're hosting a citywide crusade here in the city of New Orleans and launching this ministry here September the 4th through the 6th, and we're looking for many of you all to make the sacrifice and come now. This is not a time for us to just fellowship with one another, but we want to go into the streets. We want to go into the highways and the hedges and compel men to come into the house of the Lord, and that's our objective for doing this. Amen? So we're looking forward to that time, amen, to just come out into the city and to touch hearts, amen, and to touch lives. I have such a large family here, but I'm not just looking for my family, amen. I'm looking for souls. There's souls that's dying, amen, and God has souls assigned to each and every one of us, amen, but we got to be diligent about pursuing them. We got to be diligent about going and get them, amen. God ain't just going to drop them in our laps. We got to go out there into the harvest. He said the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. God need some laborers to go out into the harvest.
Come on,
amen.
Come on.
So we expect, we're looking for a great and mighty time, and I just believe that anything that God has assigned me to do, amen, I try to do it with all my spirit, with all my power, and with all my might, amen, because I'm not doing it as unto me. I'm doing it as unto the Lord, and I can truly say anything that I have ventured into, God has always made it a success. Amen. He always will send you help. He always will send laborers. He always will send people that love the Lord. So I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited, but I know one thing. Two is better than one. Amen.
All
in
right.
that scripture. Amen. So we thank God for this word that has been deposited in our spirit today. I tell you, if you can, go back into the archives and listen to these messages again. Sometimes we're not here at the beginning of the broadcast when the ministers come forward, but I thank God for Block Talk Radio, because you
yes,
can always go in the archives and those messages are there. And even Minister Democrat, he downloads those messages on our YouTube channel, and they're on our Facebook page and our Twitter page. So all you have to do is click the link and you can listen to these messages again in their entirety. So this is work. This is work. This is work. So look forward. We're looking forward for our flyer to be ready. We thought it, we would have it ready and ready to go by the 1st of June, but we're just a few days behind. But we're still looking forward to that. Remember to keep the man of God, Pastor R.C. Blake Jr., and his wife and the New Home family in your prayers. We thank God for those that are that have supported, for those sponsors to attend the conference. We're looking for souls to be delivered in that conference. Amen. So continue to pray for him. Amen. God bless you, Minister Democrat. We're going to give it back to you, and you can close us out in whichever manner the Lord so bless you to.
Amen, amen.
Ah,
God bless you.
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen,
hallelujah.
Amen. I was glad when they said unto me.
Glad.
Amen. Let us go in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Ah,
we done been in a lot of places throughout the years. Amen to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and we didn't leave out blessed. Amen. Some places we left out mad. Some places we left out confused.
Ah,
hallelujah. Some places we left out, amen to God, we won't even testify about, right? But
amen.
I was glad when they said
hey,
unto me,
yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah, let us go in the house of the Lord. Amen. That we can hang up blessed. Amen. We pray that you, amen, and receive something that is fall on good ground. Amen, amen, amen. We pray, remember the word. Amen. Let God order your steps, not your emotions, because you're going to be tempted. Amen. Because every time God gives us a word, amen, it's a reason that he sent his word down. That means something is going to come up in your life this week. Amen. And you're going to need to let the Holy Ghost lead you and not your emotion. You're going to have to let God order your step. And then when you pray in that prayer, amen, be ready, amen to God, because, amen to God, when you step up this walk, amen, ain't easy. Amen, amen to God. So when you ask God, amen, order my steps, understand that it's going to cost you something. Amen. But anything that's worth having, amen, is worth spending something on, right? Amen. And what are we going to spend? Our time. Amen. So we're going to just challenge you, amen to God, amen, those that's listening, amen to God, just do a date night with God. Amen. Many of you do it with your relationships, right? Just do it with God. Say, you know what, Lord, this particular day, just a short devotion, well, I'll be able to, Lord, lead you with it. But amen to God, you're going to be doing some Bible reading. Amen. Not studying, just reading. Not studying because you got to preach or teach anything, just reading. Amen. Amen. Just do you some Bible reading and some prayer time, and call that date night, just you and the Lord, right? Amen to God. When we was out in the world, amen to God, we did what we did. But now God is requiring date night. He wants some of our time. He wants to get some territory back in your life. Amen. If you're going to order your steps, if you want God to order your steps, amen to God, he got to be in there. He got to get, amen, that the eminent domain stuff and whatnot. Something more important needs that space in your life. Amen. So, amen. So we would challenge you from this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, amen. If you just give God a date night, whatever it is, amen. I'm not saying it got to be hours or whatever, but how be able to, Lord, put that on your mind. But just give God a date night. Amen. So just think about that. Amen. Amen. What you do on your date night is between you and the Lord. Amen. You can fast on that day. You can read. You can study.
Hallelujah.
You can whatever you want to do. Amen. But amen. Establish a date night between you and the Lord. Amen, amen. I'm not on the phone. I'm not on the computer. Amen. Me and God talking.
Hey,
hallelujah. Yeah. Amen to God. Amen. When the phone ring, grown folk talking. Thank you, Lord. Me and God. I ain't got time to talk to folk. Amen. I ain't got time to look at emails. I got, amen, amen. This is, amen, date night, and it's important.
Date
and nobody
night.
Can
hallelujah.
Get in this thing, right? Amen. So I challenge you to listen to this call. Amen. Get you some date night. You and God, get y'all set that up between y'all. You know, y'all talk. y'all talk about it, what day works for y'all, you know, thank you, Jesus. Amen. And set that up. And watch what God do. Watch God give you back territory. Amen, amen. And that your steps begin to get ordered. Amen. So when that emotion tries to take over, amen, it'll be a reflex. Amen. You in that doctor's office, when he hits your knee, amen, you ain't got to think to move your foot. You react automatically. Your foot jumps up. So, amen to God, when the adversary comes at you, automatically you're going to be spiritually reacting to that thing instead of in the flesh. It's going to be a reflex. Amen. But to get that reflex developed, you need to do a date night. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now for those who are listening, God. We pray, oh God, that this falls on good ground. Amen. That they establish a date night. Amen. With you, God. That they can, oh God, develop their spiritual reflex. Amen. 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 God. So, amen to God. It will be a reaction automatically, God. They don't have to think about it. But automatically they put the word on that situation. Automatically they go into prayer when they hear something. Automatically they fast when they hear something, God. We release that into this line even now, God, that you will bless their date night, God, that you will sanctify it, God, that you will bless them, oh God, for blessing you. You will pour back into their life, God. Amen, that there be no backlash and no retaliation. Amen. We cover this line right now. We cover the leaders of this line. Oh, God, the intercessors, God. Those assigned to this line, God. We hold them up in the name of Jesus. Not by power nor by might. Oh, God, but by your spirit. Oh, God, go and cover their ministry. Amen. And we come against that principality. That's assigned to their ministry. That's assigned to the house. That's a sign to their finances. That's a sign to their health. That's a sign to their relationships. We speak to it in the name of Jesus. And we speak to you and say, loose your hold. We cancel your assignment even now. Amen, amen. It's date night time now, devil. Hallelujah. You about to lose some battles. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody getting back their territory even now. We speak this and we're releasing in the line even now in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Just tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Continue
hallelujah.
To praise him. Hallelujah. Bless continue to magnify him.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Sister Ruby, you can take us on out. Hallelujah. Have a beautiful day, everybody. Hallelujah.
You, hallelujah.
Remember somebody else in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. See, I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To be what I have done.
Come on, you say.
This is my season
for grace.
For what else?
For favor.
prophesy, I said he can't live. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you wait on me to say it. You gotta say it, say it.
He's preaching.
In my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed.
For grace.
For favor. This is my seed. Come on, y'all.
By William Murphy. God bless. We're closing out. We'll see you tomorrow.